Good evening, everybody. I would like to welcome you at the analyst conference call in connection with the third quarter 2010 financial results of Pegasus & Wovens. First, let me introduce the speakers on the call. It's Mr. František Řezáč, the CEO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, the CFO of the company.
Good afternoon.
The format of the call is following. The presentation, which you should receive via email or you can download it on the website, is available, and we will go through the presentation slide by slide. This will take about 15 minutes, and after that, you can place your question with the operator. Now I will hand over to Mr. Řezáč to kick off with the presentation.
Thank you, Klára. Good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen. Let me comment on our financial and operational performance in the first nine months and in the third quarter of this year. If we compare the performance in the third quarter with the first, and mainly with the second quarter, we must say that our results were no longer influenced by the development in polymer prices. After the sharp increase in the first half of this year, polymer prices stabilized and have even decreased since August. Based on this development and taking into account our strong production and sales results, we are confident that we will meet our full-year EBITDA guidance. A very important moment for our company was obtaining an award from Procter & Gamble called Supplier of the Year, which was given only to six best suppliers of Procter & Gamble in the world. This is an amazing success for Pegasus. Now I will comment on key highlights of the third quarter of 2010. Our revenues amounted to 40.5 million euro, which is up by 34.6% when compared with the same period last year. They were driven by higher polymer prices, mainly. Polymer prices increased by 50% on average compared with the same period last year. We recorded an EBITDA of 9.2 million euro, up by 9.6% over last year. The negative impact of the pass-through mechanism in the third quarter was very small as polymer prices stabilized in August. Net profit amounted to 8.2 million euro, up by 36.6% year-on-year due to a very good EBITDA and higher non-cash FX gains. Our production output remains stable and our capacity is fully utilized. Now, I would like to ask Marián to continue with the financial part presentation.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Please follow me directly to the slide number nine to take a closer look at the financial statement. First, let me guide you through the detailed statement of comprehensive income. I will mainly focus on the development in the third quarter. The total consolidated revenues were 40.5 million euros, a 34.6% increase compared with the same period last year. Total raw materials and consumables used in the third quarter of 2010 amounted to 29.6 million euros, 50.1% year-on-year increase, which corresponds to the increase in the market prices of polymers. In the third quarter, staff costs in EUR went down by 8.8% due to mark-to-market revaluation of the phantom share option plan. Staff costs without the revaluation and denominated in Czech crown went down by 2.8% due to lower accruals for performance bonuses. EBITDA in the third quarter of 2010 went up by 9.6% year-on-year and reached euro 9.2 million. When compared to the second quarter of 2010, EBITDA grew by 23.2% quarter-on-quarter. Consolidated depreciation reached euro 4.1 million in the third quarter of 2010, more or less unchanged compared to last year. Net FX changes represented a gain of euro 4.8 million, up by almost 40%. The year-on-year change in this item was given by the appreciation of the Czech koruna against the euro. Interest expenses related to the bank debt amounted to 0.9 million euro, an 11.4% decrease compared with the third quarter of 2009. The main reasons behind were the gradual repayment of the bank debt and the decrease in interest rates. Income tax amounted to 0.8 million euro, up by 12.8% year on year. The increase in income tax driven by FX gains was partially reduced by the deferred tax. Please, next slide. In the third quarter, the segment revenues grew more or less in line with the total revenues development, and the proportion of the individual segments has not really changed since last year. The technical application represented 11.9% of total revenues. Total hygiene materials represented 88.1%. We can see a slight increase in of the technologically advanced materials on total hygiene revenues. Next slide. With respect to the geographical distribution of revenues in the third quarter of 2010, sales into Western, Central and Eastern Europe represented a 96.7% share of total sales, in line with our core focus on the broader European area, and did not differ from the development last year. Next slide. Changes in the cost composition in the first 9 months of 2010 were driven primarily by the sharp increase of polymer prices. As a result, the share of consumed polymers on total operating costs, including depreciation, went up from 59% to 64% year on year. Another cost item which went up over the year was electricity due to higher distribution charges and FX rate movement related to these distribution fees. Staff cost and depreciation we have already commented on. Next slide, please. Now let's look at the statement of financial position. If we compare the company's position as of September 30, 2010 and December 31, 2009, the most meaningful changes are that goodwill increased due to the appreciation of Czech koruna against euro, current assets went up mainly due to the increase in trade and other receivables reflecting the higher prices of polymers and accumulation of cash for dividend payment made in October, trade and other payables decreased as the company decided to use trade discounts for early payment at a broader level. This decision has had a positive effect on our profitability in the current low interest rate environment. Short-term financial debt as of September 30, 2010 is zero, since we are planning additional expenditures for the new production facility project in the next 12 months and we do not plan to reduce the outstanding debt. Net debt as of September 30, 2010 was euro 89.3 million, down by 6.6% compared with December 31, 2009. This was equivalent to net debt EBITDA ratio of 2.7 times as of September 30, 2010. Next slide, please. Cash flow statement. Some of the already noted events which have been impacting the statement of financial position and statement of comprehensive income in the first 9 months of 2010 impacted also the cash flow statement. The main factors to be mentioned in the cash flow statement are increase in investments due to the capital expenditures related to the 9th production line project, lower interest paid, and change in receivables as a result of ICIS development. Next slide. With respect to our capital expenditures, unlike last year, we have already made payments in the amount of 4.6 million euro in connection with the new production facility project. In addition, the maintenance capex also went up compared with last year due to planned maintenance and repairs of our equipment and machinery. We believe that our full year total capex should not exceed euro 9 million. And now, I will hand you back over to František Řezáč, who will comment on the dividend payments made in October and our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Just a short summary of the dividend payment. Pegas pays out €0.95 per share on October 29th. The payment was made from the share premium account and the dividend is not subject to the withholding tax at source. Next slide is our guidance. As mentioned several times, after a period of significant increase in the first half of this year and the negative financial impact in second quarter linked with that, polymer prices stabilized and since August have decreased moderately. This situation should bring us some positive effect in fourth quarter. Based on this fact and taking into account the current operating performance and the results achieved since the start of the year, we can confirm our full year guidance. That's all from our side and I would like to thank you for your attention.
Thank you, František. Operator, we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you, madam. If you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star followed by one to register your question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Jan Tomanik. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's Jan Tomanik from Wood & Company. May I have several questions? Bulk of them will concern the development on the contract of the negotiation of contract with your key customers for next year. If you could update us in which stage you are at this moment, how does it look like with the volume commitments of your key customers, and mostly whether you can already estimate the trend in, let's say, your pattern margin that you might realize next year. In terms of the volumes, I would in particular like to ask whether already in 2011 you are able to place some of the volumes from the new line, and what exact proportion of its capacity do you expect to be utilized in 2011? What output should we pencil into our models from the 11th line, for the new line into the 2011 production? Then I would like to ask about the power prices in general. It was a big topic of the last conference call. We moved a little bit forward, so it doesn't look that dramatic with the supplement for the renewable energy. However, it will be good for me to know how your kind of wholesale power price develops, so I can on the top at the renewable supplement and look what's gonna be the change for next year, because I think that you renegotiated the contract with the energy supplier and you were looking for some decrease in the wholesale tariffs or wholesale price. So if you could be explicit and tell me how much do you expect it to decline. And the third question would concern M&A and whether you could give us any guidance on this front or any more light about whether you are looking on the assets abroad, if anything changed over last period, maybe if you are ahead of any announcement on this front. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. I would say that there were more questions than only three. I will start with our contracts and sales for 2011. I am happy to say that around 95% of our total capacity, including the expected capacity of new production line, is under contracts or agreements with our clients. This is very positive situation and very positive information for us. Price development, I think that we need to repeat again that Norway's market is competitive, still competitive, with consolidated customers or hygiene producers base. The pressure, on the other hand, the pressure on prices was not as significant as 2 or 3 years ago. price level for 2011 is lower than 2010, but not significantly. On the other hand, we feel some pressure from the suppliers of raw materials other than polymers, for example, colors, spin finishes, paper cores, cardboards, to increase the prices. We haven't finalized our negotiations with these suppliers, but it might influence, let's say, our absolute EBITDA margins next year. Mm-hmm. Regarding new line and what volume we can expect next year, I think that the most important thing is that the whole project is on track. Based on the schedule, we should start the erection of the new line in early January, and we can expect the new the first material in the second half of next year. We must take into consideration that this line will be the first of its kind in the world. Therefore, we will have to be a little bit patient, and we will have better picture regarding the total volume from this line for next year in upcoming months. And I believe that we will be able to give you some more details during our conference call or meeting in March next year. We will be more specific about that. But today it is a little bit tricky. Electricity. You are right. The situation has changed since our last conference call. The legislation changed a bit. The fact is that the power will be cheaper, or we have cheaper power for 2011 if you compare that with 2010. We are still waiting for the, let's say, announcement of a regulator, and we need to find out what the, let's say, distribution part of the electricity price will be, and we can expect that at the end of November. I think that it will be last day of November, if I am right. It means next week, and then we will get the full picture. Regarding some growth opportunities, I think that nothing has changed, nothing new from Pegas. We constantly monitor some potential growth opportunity. We monitor the market, and if there is something interesting, I think that we would go a little bit deeper. You know that we founded the new company, Pegas Norwegian International, but this new subsidiary isn't linked with any specific project. It means that nothing new in this field. Have I answered all questions?
Our next question comes from the line of Miroslav Adamkovic. Please go ahead.
Hello, Miroslav Adamkovic from Komerční banka. I have two questions. The first one is that you have reported very high sales or revenues, and the question is whether this was partially influenced by some external purchases from other producers. And the second question is that according to your CAPEX plan, you plan to spend like 3 million euros on maintenance, and at the same time you plan to have a very good EBITDA in Q4. Can you give us some more light on this maybe conflict? Thank you.
I will answer the first the first question, and this is simple. Yeah, there are several factors which have influenced the ourselves in first quarter, higher prices of Norway's final prices, and we buy or we were buying some material from our external partner as well. And we aren't sure about the second question. Can you repeat that, please?
According to CapEx plan, you plan to spend 3 million euros on maintenance, and in the first three quarters you spent just like 1.1 million, if I'm right, which leaves like 1.9 million for Q4, which means that you may be planning some bigger maintenance in Q4. But at the same time, you keep your EBITDA guidance, which means that Q4 EBITDA should be better than in Q3, and therefore I would assume that you plan to have pretty high utilization of your production lines.
That's correct. As we said, the CAPEX guidance for this year was 9.1 million euro. I'm not sure whether we specifically split what part will be maintenance, what part will be expansion CAPEX. And there will be no extraordinary break or maintenance in the fourth quarter, and we will expect high utilization of our production capacities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And please can you give us some more details about these external purchases? What was their impact?
I would say that there was only impact on sales, yeah. Not any impact on our EBITDA figure. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's true, but I'm interested in this figure, the impact on sales.
I think that I don't have this this figure in my head, and we will have to check that.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad, and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Radim Kremulis. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Radim Kremulev from Spozitelna. I have a question. If you could give a little bit more of a comment to your non-valve prices, does it mean that you're saying that the prices are not so much under pressure? Is it like a single-digit drop, or you expect a single-digit drop for 2010? Or you think that the prices could be pretty much stable when year in comparison, or whether you are able to actually offset potential decline prices by different production mix? My question basically goes whether you think you would be able to actually increase the EBITDA year on year in 2011. My second question is if you have any estimates or how much the new line could raise the depreciation rate in the next year. And my third question is to the M&A, even though I know that you don't have any concrete project, do you have any limits in terms of how much you would be willing to spend and where would you like to finance it from? Thank you.
The first question regarding the price level, I think that we haven't provided the market with this kind of information. I think that this is it isn't our habit. I think that what is important to say, we haven't finalized our budgeting process, and the market can expect guidance concerning operating results for 2011 next year in March. This is very important. I can only repeat what I said. price level for 2011 is lower. It means that there is some price erosion, and but not significant. And what is clear that 95% of our capacity is under agreements. We need to sell the rest of our capacity, including the new line. And this is the first question. Maybe the third question. Nothing changed. If there is some opportunity, we will explore it a bit more. We will go into details, and then if there are some questions regarding the financing, how much we would like to spend, then we will be solving that. I think that it is too early to speak about if we don't have anything in our hands. It means that I cannot give you any details here.
With regards to the depreciation of line of the ninth line in 2011, it's a little bit tricky because we don't know exactly when it will be put into operation. But our expectation, in case we will use the same method of depreciation as for the current lines, so we can expect that the increase of depreciation with regards to the line number 10 will be 1.2 to 1.4 million euros in the 2011.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Michal Stupovsky. Please go ahead.
Hello, Michal Stupovsky from Consig Investment Management Prague. I would like to pass one question regarding the longer term horizon regarding the years 2012 or maybe 2013. If the completion of the new Ninth production line is successful and you will be able to sell the whole production, and if we do not, if we wouldn't assume the strong erosion of your absolute EBITDA margin levels, could we expect any meaningful increase in dividends? Like I know your stated dividend policy is stable growth, but could we expect any, let's say, higher year-on-year increase in your dividends in these 2 or 3 years horizon? Thanks.
Frankly speaking, we haven't discussed this topic at the board level. I only can confirm our dividend policy. It means that dividend should be progressive. If our financial results allow that, and there isn't any interesting growth opportunity or some project, I think that we will take into consideration the level of EBITDA or our financial performance in 2012 and 2013, and we will discuss that and we will inform the market. But now I cannot say whether it will be more or not, whether we will continue in our current system or not. And I would say that it depends on the situation at Pegas, our plans for the future, some investments and so on. Nothing has been decided. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad and the hash or pound key to cancel. That's star followed by one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you everybody for your participation at the conference call. If we didn't manage to answer all of your questions, please send us an email or you can call us after the call. And thank you, František and Marianne, for attending this conference call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.